calling. Here, my house has been broken into. I need to talk to your lawyer. I just called my lawyer.
What state are you from, ma'am?
It doesn't make any difference. You don't get to ask me any questions. I was just abused. I can call you any swear name. I need your first and last name. And believe me, there are consequences.
Mm-hmm.
It was to the point where I actually had an appendix rupture because of telemarketing calls. But it doesn't matter what state is illegal, you're arrested, or you're a hater, hurt, or life destroyer. I need your first and last name. The police are listening.
Okay. My name's Alex.
What's your last name?
I don't give my last name.
You called my house, Alex? Then let me talk to your supervisor. The police are ready.
Okay, I actually am a supervisor here. I can help you.
You broke a law. You did a felony arrest. You called my number. I used to be an EMT. People died because my answering machine was full. You don't have to give your last name, Alex.
Not if I don't want to.
You son of a motherfucker. Well, okay, so what?
Are the police really listening in on this?
What?
Are the police really?
They want me to get you. You bet. Wait, you can hear it in a minute. You can hear the click. You guys? I heard a click.
Okay.
Okay? You call people's houses?
And by the way, we fully abide by the do not call list rules.
We are all on it. You cannot call anybody. And what are you talking about? You sick. Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling.
Alex, I need to know, what is your tax number?
Yes.
Alex, here's what we do. The organization I'm a part of, I know three people have died, literally. We will find out who all your small relatives are, and they will never, ever be off any list. Do you understand? We will find out who, like, Alex is. All of your female relatives. And then we will go to your teachers. Your taxes will be audited every single year for the rest of your life. It will not even be a smidgen of the pain that you caused by your telemarketing. You nasty son of a bitch. You are a murderer. You're a hater. You're a life destroyer. If every telemarketer could call every number, there could not be private phone calls. People have hernias that rupture, people's appendices, people cannot call their ambulances. Because if you are worse than any terrorist, and we will find out. I will go to my lawyer, the police. I think he walked outside. We will fight out you and your family, and you will be on every telemarketing list in the world.
That sounds like
you'll be on every. Your phone will never stop ringing. Your taxes will be audited, and your children's teachers will know what you have done.
Are you sure?
You are a life destroyer. You are a terrorist. You are a murderer. You are a life destroyer. You are a nasty human being. You deserve every pain known to man. If we find out your last name, there will be charges brought. Do you understand? Every year for the rest of your life, you and your family's taxes will be audited.
That sounds like a threat to me.
Yes, it is a threat, because they're calling my number that's blocked.
In which case, I'm glad
that you're recording. That is a felony. My house has been broken into. It's a threat. It's a legal threat. Compared to what you've done to us, that we will have your taxes audited. You're a lying, cruel, you're a lying, cruel criminal.
Okay.
And that all of your family will be on every call list? Isn't it interesting you consider that a threat?
It doesn't really bother me. I'm already...
Okay, they will never, ever sleep. Before we got our thinking off, our phone rang every 10 or 15 minutes all night.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just in three states. Now, your family, any of them, if we find, will never, ever, ever, ever be able to have a normal listed phone number, ever.
Okay.
That's okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any grandmother?
Sure.
They will never, ever, ever be able to have a normal phone number. That's okay with you?
Yeah.
Your parents don't get called every 5 or 10 minutes, every 24 hours a day?
I already do.
And you think that's okay?
It doesn't bother me, ma'am.
So then you're an abuser. Okay, so do you ignore it? What do your children do?
No, if I hear the pause from the predictive dialer, I would just hang up if I don't feel like talking.
So you cannot have. So what if you're eating dinner or going to the bathroom? you have to get up, or do you take the phone to the table so you hear the pause and hang up?
You know, if I wasn't able to get to the phone, I'd just let it ring, and if it's important, they'll
leave. No, but you know, oh my God, you were, so your family left the phone ring the whole time? You son of a bitch! What an abusive, so you never have conversations, you never listen to music, you never watch movies, you never talk, because the phone is ringing all the time? You're lying, you son of a bitch.
Okay.
You are a hero, you son of a bitch, son of a bitch. You're, so are you saying now, I'm getting it calmed down. So you're saying that if where you live, the phone never stops ringing and that's okay with you? Because that is one reason we can have social services go to your home.
I hope they play this tape in court someday, ma'am.
Are you? It won't go to court, but it will go to your superiors.
Okay.
And we certainly are calling and asking about any Alex. And if you're laughing, that. We have a list here. If you don't know this date, that is odd. I am very blocked. We have a list here of deaths because of calls.
Mm-hmm. I would think that you'd have a hard time proving that, but okay.
Oh, wait, I'm saying that have already been called. I mean, that have already gone to court. People who have died. People who could not get to ambulances. People who had miscarriages. People who could not dial 911. People who could not sleep all night because of the calls. In our state, we take him to court, you bet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're laughing? So you're saying your phone never stops ringing, and your family doesn't care?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, your wife will leave you, believe me.
I'm not married.
But you have, so what was this about the children don't care?
What's that?
So you're there with your children, you were lying about that?
I never said I had children.
I said, do you have a family? Yeah, and you said yes, and you don't care that the phone rings every day. We just don't answer it.
Everybody has a family, ma'am. I mean, there's not just the children.
So you laughed at me and ridiculed me?
I'm not laughing at you, ma'am.
And you said, I'd like to hear this played back in court. I'm supposed to I'm actually supposed to get your last name and call the police.
Oh,
you don't ever call a human being. Well. And if we had to call and block every number, then we would have to do that every 10 minutes. You are sick. You are a terrorist.
Okay.
You are a rapist. You are a
thief. Rapist? That's a pretty harsh accusation.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding what you are doing? I have a girlfriend who was gang raped. Who said that her telemarketing calls, they actually moved. It's much worse. It's much more of an invasion and more permanent pain, more life destruction, more permanent life destruction, home destruction, life destruction. We cannot win. Yes, are you kidding that you don't compare yourself with rape? Here in the state, and I'm afraid to give the state level, and when it went to court, it was compared to the level of abuse where the person is unconscious and permanently damaged.
Mm-hmm.
It was compared to that level of physical abuse, and that brought it up to a first-class felony. You sick SOB. And you're laughing at me? No, that was in our legislature. It is so life-destroying that people cannot function as a family or in their workplace or sleeping. You are a hurter, dear life-destroyer, every breath. You are worse than anything we're fighting in Iraq. You are an abuser. You are a hater, hurter, sick.
Jesus,
son of a bitch.
I understand.
I hope I know who the Alex is, who works. All of the Alex's that work for your company. You will all be audited, and if that's, and be on every phone list, and if that's a threat, what is this you're doing, you nasty? You hurt people for a living. You ruin their lives. You ruin homes. Nasty, nasty, nasty.